It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, television neighbor.
Please, won't you be my neighbor?
Do you remember this kazoo? Remember the day I got this kazoo? Well, I was just thinking about how it vibrates. Do you know what vibrate means? It means going back and forth very quickly like that. Mm-hmm. You vibrate. Sure, part of you vibrates if you put your hand right here, right on your throat, and just talk. You can feel the vibration in your throat while you're talking. Or you could go, like that. And they feel differently when you make different sounds. Or you could feel the vibrations in your chest. Sure. Just put your hands on your chest and talk. And talk loud if you want to. And feel it. There are lots of vibrations in the world, and they're very important to all of us. I'll show you something on the fish tank. There's a pump in this fish tank that makes the filter work, and it hums. But you can feel that, too, when you put your hands on it. Ever so slightly, it goes like this. It's feeling the vibration. You see, if that pump would turn off, then you wouldn't feel any vibrations. Same thing with the refrigerator. See, when the refrigerator is turned on, you can tell it's turned on by feeling it. Because it moves ever so slightly. Yeah. Try clapping. Now try clapping without touching. You see, you know somebody's clapping. And you know the rhythm, even if you just see it. You see, people who are deaf and don't hear well often learn to understand with their hands and with their eyes. If you will look carefully, listen carefully, you will find a lot of things. Carefully look and listen. If you will look carefully, listen carefully. That's the way to learn a lot of things. Carefully look, look, and listen. Some things you see are confusing. Some things you hear are strange. But if you ask someone to explain one or two, you'll begin to notice a change in you. If you will look carefully, listen carefully, that's the way to grow. Carefully look, 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 and listen. Looking and listening. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's the telephone. Let's answer the telephone. Hello? Hi, Joe. How are you? Mr. McFeely? No. Haven't seen him. Oh. Well, if I do, I'll tell him. Oh, we've been talking about vibrations. Yes. You know, there are lots of vibrations in the world, aren't there? That's true. I should say. Well, the music's... Yes. Well, we'll just come over there and see some of your vibrating things, okay? Sure. See you later. Bye-bye. That's Joe Negri. He was looking for Mr. McFeely. But let's go on over to his music shop. There are many things musically that vibrate. Yep. Come along to Negri's Music Shop. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Fred. How are you?
Good. Hi,
Mr.
Debbie.
Nice, how are you?
I'm fine. I hope you are.
Oh, I'm great.
Good.
You were talking about things vibrating.
Yeah.
Well, everything here vibrates. You know, for example, this is something called a chroma harp.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an awful lot of vibration. You see there's a lot of strings there.
Mm-hmm.
And if the largest string here, which is the bass string, if we pluck it, you can actually see it vibrating.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you could feel it, too.
Yeah, I think you can feel it in the...
Oh, yes.
Way. Now, this is the longest string, and it vibrates, you know, a lot. If you get up here, you don't see as much vibration. Why don't you push down the white button there? You'll change the vibration. That's it.
It just dampens some of them, doesn't
mm-hmm.
it? So
yes.
that it doesn't go the whole way along.
That's it. It's kind of a percussion instrument. If you hold that, I think you'll see what I'm talking about. You'll
never
feel
saw
it.
One of this. Is that a drum?
You know, yeah, it's a kind of a drum. It's made of wood, and some of the sections are long, and they vibrate more than the shorter sections. So, and a high sound. Can you feel it?
It really tickles under here. It actually shakes under there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen anything like that.
And my guitar, of course, it vibrates. The strings vibrate, and the top vibrates also.
You mean if you...
If you touch that.
Oh, yes.
There's a lot of vibration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can really feel that.
Here, I'll play a chord for you.
Okay. Oh, yes. That has a great feel.
If the back vibrates too, you put your hand on the back and see if it.
Yeah, yeah, it all does.
It all does.
And you can still feel it, and it just goes slower and slower as it starts to go out. I'll tell you when it stops. Now it stopped shaking.
Stopped.
Yeah.
Well, sorry. That was a vibration. The strings all vibrate. Now, the clarinet vibrates in a different way. You play the clarinet a little bit, don't you, Fred?
A little bit when I was younger.
The reed there is, I guess, what causes your vibration, huh?
Yes. It goes back and forth ever so slowly.
When you blow on it.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if you can feel any vibration in the horn itself.
Let me see.
You want to... Mm-hmm.
You feel up in here and see if it does.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can feel it in here.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if a brass instrument, I wonder if you can feel vibrations on a brass instrument. Debbie,
I would
hand me
imagine,
the cornet.
Hi.
Let's see.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. Sure you can.
can feel it on your lips too.
If you have anybody, if you have a friend who has any of these instruments, ask them if you can touch them while that person's playing. You can really feel it. Yeah. How about that?
How about the bass fiddle? You should hear. You should feel a lot of vibration here. Why don't you take it there?
But I would have supposed this is the biggest string.
Yeah, that's the low string.
Oh, look at that. You can even see the vibration.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The top and the back, it vibrates all over. Mm-hmm. Even the high string vibrates a lot.
Yeah, let me try something on this high string.
Keep playing, I'll join you. Okay. Keep playing. Making vibrations together.
I should say. Boom, 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 boom.
The bass viol.
That timpani back there should vibrate a lot.
I would think so. Now, where are our... I was looking for our mallets. Did you see the mallets around it? At least maybe a drumstick. Here, thanks. Here, you try the sticks. Got an idea. Debbie, hand me a little mouth on it. Now, try it again. You'll see the vibrations.
You want me to hit the mouth organ?
No. You hit the drum.
It really does vibrate.
It really does.
It moves so much that the mouth organ jumps.
Big vibrations.
I should say.
Well, I think that's about it. I don't have...
What about the triangle?
Oh, yeah, Debbie, that's a good idea. This will vibrate. You try to hit it.
Of course, if you touch it, it'll stop.
It'll stop vibrating, and you stop the sound.
Now hit it while I'm holding it. See what happens. Boy, I can feel it in there, too.
You can feel it.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
There's
Mr. McFeely. Oh, you have my order. I hope it's what I think it is because somebody's coming in to pick these up later today. And you'll hear some real vibrations here, Mr. Rogers.
I guess so.
Just put that in. Yeah, just put your hand around there. I'll let you try it. Got him? You can just feel the waves of vibrations coming off that.
See how they go together?
Before you go, look at this.
Really? Oh, the little one. That's pretty. See, that's a high note, and this is a lower one. Very nice.
Big things make big vibrations, and little things make little vibrations.
Right. Thank you very much. There are lots of hey, here's something else.
You can see the vibrations there.
Sure can. Well, I'll see you later.
Okay,
Fred. Speedy delivery to you. Speedy delivery.
Speedy delivery to you, Mr. McFeely.
I have a few orders for you, Mr.
Okay.
McFeely.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Fred. Okay, I'll leave you two alone. I'll get some of your stuff.
Let me see. Does this
thanks for
there?
This.
You and your own grown-ups can think of other things that vibrate. Sure. What do you think I'm going to do now when I put my finger down here at this switch? What am I going to bring out? You see? Yesterday we pretended that King Friday was more and more interested in X the Owl's teacher. When you first meet a new person, you're not always sure that you want to make friends with that person. Well, I'd like to pretend today that King Friday wants to see the teacher. He could even be looking at him with that telescope of his. All right? Neighborhood of make-believe. Oh, yes. Good day, trolley. Yes, most. Pleasing, yes. Very pleasing indeed, yes, dear.
What's very pleasing indeed, Uncle Friday?
My niece Evelyn, I presume.
Correct as always, sire.
Yes. Well, I'm beginning to like this teacher of X's. He's a fine person, you know.
Mm-hmm. Why, yes. Have you finally met him?
Not exactly. I've been watching him.
Watching him?
Yes. You can learn things about people without talking to them, you know.
You can?
But yes, I can see this man. He seems to be quite friendly and gentle, and he makes such beautiful things.
Why, yes, Uncle Friday, he is all those qualities.
And you say that he does teach pole vaulting.
Oh, yes. You should see it. It's ever so much longer than this, and he just pulls it all the way out.
Yes.
And runs with it a bit, and then, whoo! Oh. Just practically over the top of X's tree, he can go so high.
Oh, it's superb. Yes, I think of pole vaulting. Yes.
Uncle Friday, may I borrow your telescope for a moment?
Yes, certainly. Look through it if you like.
So right, Uncle Friday.
Niece Evelyn.
Yes.
I am going to ask you a favor.
I am listening, Uncle Friday.
Mm-hmm. I have decided that I want to meet this teacher.
All right.
But I want you to come with me to the sea room for our conversation. It would make me feel better at first.
Of course, Uncle. Of course, I'm going to have to ask Professor Scanlon if he wants to come.
Oh, yes, naturally, yes.
And if he wants to come, I'll bring him to the sea room.
Thank you then, niece. I have been rather reticent these past few days.
Yes, you have, Uncle Friday.
But people can be reticent, just like anything else. Thank you.
You have taught X so many things, you know.
That's my job. And I love it.
I have a question for you.
A question.
Would you like to meet the king? He wants to meet you.
He would.
Very much.
Okay. Where is he?
In the sea room. I'll take you there.
Okay.
Bye, Bob Dog.
Bye.
Hey, where are they going?
They're going to see the king, Hex.
The king?
Mm-hmm.
Did he want them to come?
Yes, he did.
Was Tim scared?
Well, he seemed to be at first.
How did you know?
Because he looked like this, Hex. But then he figured he could handle it, I guess, and then he just decided that he would handle it, and he just took off.
sometimes I feel like, oh, huh.
It's all right, they're talking.
Who are they?
Already?
Yes.
Hey, great, how are they doing?
Well, they're talking, sometimes with words and sometimes with their hands. I didn't know Uncle Friday used to pole vault.
You mean he did?
Yes, they were just talking about it. They're just having the best time. Oh,
well,
so happy about
vault.
It.
Oh, boy.
Nifty galifty. Proud of you. Proud of you, too.
Dog.
Super printer.
He prints
anything. I want to show you some of the other things that my teacher taught me if you just come around. I mean, you think the front of this tree's fancy? Come on inside, friend.
You've got more.
Whoa.
Come along.
Sure, want to see
go.
It.
The teacher told the people a lot about himself just by the way he looked. Could you tell something about me if my face looked like this? Or if my face looked like this? Or if my face looked like this? Or what about if my face looked like this? You see, nobody knows for sure how you feel but you yourself. But you can use your face to tell people how you feel, even when you aren't talking to them. Let me see now. I want to get a car. I think I have a toy car in here somewhere. Yeah, here's one. See, when you're riding your tricycle or riding in a car, you can feel the vibrations. Remember we were talking about the vibrations? I remember when I was little, and I would ride along in the car with my own grown-ups. I would feel the vibrations and sometimes fall asleep. And those grown-ups might be singing something like, I'm taking care of you, taking good care of you. for once I was very little too. Now I take care of you. Would you sing that song? I'll just make my mouth move and you sing it yourself, all right? Well, I better put the car in the garage. And take my kazoo. I've already fed you fish. I'll see you tomorrow. It's time for me to go. But as always, I like being with you. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. Snap, snap. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling. The feeling, you know, that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will, too. Just hold your throat and say, I like you just the way you are. Can you feel that? I'll be back tomorrow.
This is PBS.